A reading from the Gospel according to Matthew. Children were brought to Jesus that he might lay his hands on them and pray. The disciples rebuked them. But Jesus said, "Let the children come to me, and do not prevent them, for the reign of God belongs to such as these." After he placed his hands on them, he went away. The Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Children. Children and Jesus. Can anyone conjure a more engaging image? We clearly see them, precious, some smiling and gregarious, others shy, a bit cautious. Each one innocent, trusting, imaginative, delightful at the knee of a gentle Jesus. So much about children of first century Palestine and those of our 21st century is timeless, including the fact they were and still are the most vulnerable members of our world, society, and culture. A sobering realization, and an important one. In today's passage, children are brought to Jesus that he might lay his hands on them and pray. The disciples see this as frivolous, perhaps. It is peripheral to what Jesus' hands and prayers are about, as far as they are concerned. Jesus does not see it that way. Jesus sees as God sees, with the heart. He sees as God sees, not with our default sight of our humanity. The gospel good news is there is another way to see. Over and over again, Jesus helps us learn a new operating system. This system starts with the heart rather than the eyes. And because the heart is made in the image and likeness of God, the reality of our being able to see as Christ sees is the good news. Children are a point of intersection for us where hope, dreams, delight, play, possibility, opportunity, goodness, and promise meet. This point of intersection is also tender and vulnerable, and a source of wisdom and insight not accrued by maturity and age. This point of intersection is not peripheral to the gospel, rather central to it. Thus, if indeed the kingdom of heaven belongs to such as these, if the reign of God belongs to such as these, today we have two tasks at least. One, to keep this point of intersection alive and safe in ourselves, as we grow with our God and the awareness of God's reign among us. Our second task is to do at least one concrete thing today. to keep the children in our world, our culture, and society safe and free to thrive. These two tasks are neither small nor frivolous. What they are proof that we are choosing another way, a new operating system. In fact, they will be our concrete signs of the good news and the reign of God among us.